September 10, 1900. Threats against the perverted world. This morning I found myself outside of myself and I saw the many evils and most enormous sins which are being committed, also against the Church and the Holy Father. Then, as I returned inside myself, my adorable Jesus came and told me, "What do you say about the world?" Not knowing what this question was driving at, impressed as I was by the things I had seen, I said, "Blessed Lord, who can tell you the perversity, the hardness, the ugliness of the world? I have no words to tell you how ctivo bad it is." And he, taking the occasion from my very words, added, "Have you seen how perverted it is? You yourself said it. There is no way to make it surrender. After I have almost taken bread away from it, it remains in the same stubbornness, and even worse. And for now it goes on procuring it by thefts and robberies, doing harm to one's neighbor. Therefore it is necessary that I touch its flesh, otherwise it will become even more perverted." Who can say how speechless I remained at this speaking of Jesus? It seems to me that I myself have been the occasion of making him become indignant against the world. Instead of excusing it, I painted it black. I did as much as I could to excuse it afterwards, but he did not pay attention to me. The evil was already done. Ah, Lord, forgive me for this lack of charity, and use mercy.